Evolution, it's now part of the entertainment.
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the book against racism called One Blood, The Biblical Answer to Racism. Well, you're not comparing evolution to a form of entertainment, are you, Ken?
Well, I have to admit that some of the things I hear certain evolutionists say are pretty entertaining, but I'm talking about how evolution is so ingrained in the culture, especially when it comes to movies and television. Mark, evolutionary ideas such as millions of years and Big Bang are no stranger to Hollywood. These ideas get stuck into cartoons, comics, movies, and so on quite frequently, actually. They make it funny and cutesy, and of course, if people see it enough times, maybe they'll accept evolution as fact. Believe me, Hollywood doesn't spend hundreds of millions of dollars just to entertain you. Many producers want you to adopt their pagan worldview that says there's no God, that man sets his own rules. And they know that a belief in evolution in millions of years is a powerful way to get people to doubt the word of God. Carl Kirby, who's one of our popular speakers, teaches young people how to develop their biblical radar to spot lies about God's creation. Whether it's Bugs Bunny, Gilligan's Island, Spider-Man, Batman, SpongeBob, and Star Wars, evolutionary ideas are there. Sometimes it's subtle. See how good your radar is the next time you watch any of these programs or movies. Play a game called Spot the Evolutionary Content, a teaching tool to instruct your family in the truth of creation.
We have a great teaching tool that will help you combat racism. Read Ken Ham's free booklet on our website, answersradio.com.